Okay, so we're about to begin a new sugya. It's not exactly a new sugya. We've touched upon some of these things in previous sugyas, particularly in the last sugya. But for our vantage point, we can take a new, fresh look at something that we spoke about a little bit in the past. So the Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Hamed Beis quotes a Beraisa listing off a whole bunch of women who are not entitled to knossos for a variety of reasons. So on the list is the Beraisa speaks about Arias. That there's no knas for arayos. Now that statement in and of itself is a very loaded statement that takes us all the way back to Chedesh Elul, to Machlekes, to Mirei Machlekes Atanoim. Is that really true? So the Stam Mishnah at the beginning of El Nairis held that there is no such klal. That of course there's a knas for arayos. If and when you have a situation where there's a Kimah B'Dramine issue, when somebody is Chayav Nisa, that's a whole different ballgame. Short of being Chayav Nisa, the fact that a woman is in Erva, that is not going to impact on the Chiv of knas. Even though you're not going to be able to marry this woman, obviously, guys, but honest, a choisa, we're not going to talk to get married, obviously, but Abba Bichain, there's a chiyuv to pay a knas. That was the way we passed in the halacha. But other Tanoim disagreed for a variety of reasons. Some Tanoim disagreed because they thought Kimla Vidramina kicks in. A little chazar, who's that Tana? Rabbi Chunin ben Akana, okay? We haven't heard from him in a long time. So Rabbi Chunin ben Akana. Then we had other Tanoim who said, no. Maybe there's no knas for other reasons, because maybe one of the criteria to be chayav knas requires it to be an isha ruya lekaima or an isha sheish patvisas kedushin. So we saw a variety of tanoim talking about that. Who were the two tanoim who waited on that? Reb Shimon ben Menasya, Shimon HaTimni. We had four or five, a lot of different permutations in the tanoim to figure out what the din is going to be. So this braisa makes a blanket statement that arayas elam knas. So this seems to be following those Tanoim who against the way we pass in halacha, either it's in the Kaimba or in the Havaya, there's not going to be any Kenas. What complicates this Braisa is that the Braisa throws in someone else as well. Braisa talks about Arayas and Shnias Narayas. Now, Shnias Narayas, as we mentioned in the last sugya, are really only problematic with the Rabbanan. It's thanks to the Takona of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech did a lot of things for us. He instituted certain details in the Chazei Irvin. He instituted the Tils Yadayim. He instituted Shnias Narayas. He wrote Koheles, built the Beis HaMikdash, wrote Shirashim. A lot of exciting things for us. So he was the one responsible for the Yisad Rabban of Shnias Narayas. You can't marry these extensions. You can't marry the grandmother, the great aunt, all these kind of women who are not technically a Raya's to a person. So Midir Rabbani not allowed to marry them. So the Braisa lumps them all together. And the Braisa says, Arayas Eilam Kenas, Shnias Narayas Eilam Kenas. So comes the Gemara and jumps in the very bottom of the Hamid Beis. My Arayas and my Shneel Arayas. Who are these Shneel Arayas? Ilem Arayas or Arayas Mamish, Shneel Amid Devei Seiferim. That's what the term Shneel usually means. When you learn the Seif Perchem Yevamos, not that long ago on Daf Yomi, 4 or 5 months ago. So the term Shneel has a very specific connotation of a woman who's a Surah Midir Rabbanon. So we ask the Gemara if that's the case, that we're dealing with someone who's only also Midir Rabbanon. That doesn't make any sense. Kevin de Midir Arayas Achazila. Amai ein len kenas. If in HaTorah you're permitted to marry this woman, so then all Turim fall by the wayside. You wanted to tell me that there's no kenas for an erva because it's Eru Lekaima, Tvisis Kedushin, all the reasons that we spoke about in Shimon HaTimni, Shimon HaMenasya. None of those reasons apply if the woman in question is only a Surah Midir Rabbanan, and therefore the Braisa cannot be taken at face value. What in the world does the term Arayas mean? What in the world does the term Shnias mean? It can't mean what we thought it means. And the Gemara is going to stand off, Amish turn off of the sugya backwards, just to stick into those words in the Braisa. What are Arayas and what are Shnias and Arayas? So we have to focus on the Kashya Gemara. The entire sugya is revolving around this Kashya of the Gemara. But the Gemara thought the Halakha Meroim was sitting in the top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, sitting in Bavel, 300 years after the Braisas are written, and looking at this Braisa, it doesn't make any sense. The Braisa is Mamish wrong. Right, it doesn't make any sense. How can it be that Shnias Eilam Kenas? Mamish doesn't make any sense. And therefore, we have to reinterpret the Braisa. So we want to focus on what was disturbing the Amoraim, what was bothering the Amoraim. The fact that just because a woman is Asur Midir Rabbanan, it is inconceivable to be poter you from Kenas because of that. And why is that so inconceivable? Why is that so impossible to believe? So L'chorah, the Gemara is weighing in on something that we spoke about already in the last sugya, namely this general topic called Ru'uya. At what point do you say something is Ru'uya? Well, no. Why is that a key word? Because one of the reasons where within those Tanoim who said that an erva doesn't get a kenas is because the Torah says below siya le'isha, it has to be an isha Ru'uya loy. So the Gemara seems to be defining Ru'uya means that the Araisa, the definition of Ruya. So I understand Ma'anas Achoisa, Ma'anas Achres Aviv, all those kind of women. I understand why that's called Eina Ruya. But to tell me that a woman who's Ruya min Daraisa just happens not to be Ruya min Darabanan, there's no way in the world you're going to categorize such a woman as an Eina Ruya. So that's the simple pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara itself is really not that problematic. I probably would have, if I was sitting in Bavel in the year 500, I probably would have voted in this for this cash also. It sounds like a pretty good kasha. It's hard to look at the Rishonim to see whether any Rishon, in a sense, disagrees with the Gemara. I don't mean that literally, but it's hard to look for any Rishon to talk about this because we don't postulate these tonight. We don't postulate with Shimon Manasseh. We don't postulate Shimon Timni. So we're not going to spend too much time on shittas that we don't postulate like. We would never expect anyone to spend too much time on Tanaim that we don't postulate like. Right? I mean, 3/4 of the year this year was on Tanaim that we don't postulate like. You got to learn kol ha-Torah kula, every last word, whether it's the halacha shalala, everything has to be learned in Torah. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the yediyas kol ha-Torah kula, every shita, every word. Elam elah divrei Elokim chayim, and as the Ritva writes in the Gemara Masechet Erevin, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you think Moshe Rabbeinu did for 40 days and 40 nights? He just gave him a kitta shulchan aruch. He explained to Moshe Rabbeinu, you can say pshat like this, and you can say pshat like that, you can say pshat like this, and say right. Go figure out what the dinim are. Eilevel, everything, it's all nichlol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to combine all the chachmas Torah, every possible sheet, every kash, everything, all looked in the same, in the one Torah. Mr. Ribbono Shel Olam was able to do that. The same way the Ribbono Shel Olam was able to create a world which is so multifaceted, so complicated. As Dr. Berman has told us in the past, the genes, the DNA is so complicated. It's all one little piece, right? One little mashah. So in one word of Torah, there's billions of different shitas out there. Even the shitas that we don't pass, like all chelik in the Chachmas Hashem. So it's going to be hard for us to find a Rishon that's going to comment on the sugya explicitly, because we don't really pass like this. Probably the last place, the last type of a Rishon you would want to look for is a Rishon who writes Psak Halacha. It's going to be hard enough to find the Rishon who's writing a parish of the Gemara to talk about this. The last place to look is a Rishon that paskins Shailas, because this is Shalakya Halacha. So the absolute last place to look would be the Rambam. That's like the bottom of the list of who to look up that has a comment on the sugya. And lo and behold, we open up a Rambam, and we see exactly what the Rambam has to say about this topic. Why is the Rambam even talking about this topic of Shalakya Halacha? Well, it's not 100% Shalakya Halacha. It's only Shalakya Halacha vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis the Knas I mentioned. But there is a certain remnant of this, the Halacha. There is a certain Shiraim of this, the Halacha, vis-a-vis a different aspect of Einis. And what is that? Every time you're Ma'anis a woman, so two Halachas kick in. There's a Chiyuv Knas, and there's also a what? What's the other half? There's a Chiyuv to marry her. Now, we haven't even spoke too much about that Chiyuv to marry her. For Lo Siyal Isha, we spent most of the year, mostly learning Bava Kama. But most of the year that we've been learning Subis, we've been focusing on the Knas part. Well, we've said very, very little about the mitzvah's essay for Lo Siyal Isha. If you hang around for Mazes Man, June's Man, so hopefully we'll find out a little bit more about that. But the Rambam doesn't address the Knas, but the Rambam does address explicitly Nukhaz Arab Basula, the mitzvah of a Lo Siyal Isha. And the Rambam quotes a Mishnah that's a little bit later on, where the Mishnah says that everybody agrees, if you're ma'anis a woman who you're not supposed to be marrying, there's no way in the world we're going to pay to marry her. Whether we'll pay to pay the knas or not depends on the mechoykes at tanoim. But to say you're going to marry, a guy's ma'anis a choysei, so we're going to tell him to marry his sister. I'm a sugar. For lo siyal isha, the Torah says, that's to be the isha ru'uya loy. So even la halacha, that we reject the requirement of ru'uya vis-a-vis the knas, we do accept the requirement of ru'uya vis-a-vis the mitzvahs nisuin. So everything that the other tanoim, everything everybody else was saying, shalaki halacha, regabi the knas, forget about that, but just plug it in vis-a-vis the chiyuv nisuin. That's the kulayam. So therefore, it's not surprising that what's the din of a person is ma'ane samamzeris? What would the din be? So we pass in the halacha, he has to pay the knas. But will we tell him to marry her? No. A person is ma'anis in a sino. He has to pay the knas. We're just bringing back nice memories from the old days. Are we going to make him marry her? No. A person is ma'anis his sister. Does he have to pay the knas? Yes. Are we going to make him marry her? No. A person is ma'anis achas ishta. Is he going to pay the knas? Yes. Are we going to make him marry her? No. Kahena v'kahena. So the Rambam goes through the list, and the Rambam brings back to life this principle of Ru'uya. However, when the Rambam formulates this din of Ru'uya versus Ein Ru'uya vis-a-vis marrying, the Rambam has a startling statement. And here we have Exhibit A, where the Rambam tells us. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'ariv B'Sula Perek Alef Halacha Hey, Hoisa Anusa Zu Asura Alav. If this woman who is Ma'anes happens to be Asura to him, Afil Mechevi Yasei. Of all the people this person decided to be Ma'anes, she was a what? She was a Chayvei Esei. Oh my goodness, this brings back mamish, hopefully very, very fond memories. Who were the Chayvei Esei? There are three Chayvei Esei in the Torah. Who remembers? Mitzri. Of all the women, he was Ma'anes. He was a Mitzri. He was Ma'anes. Who? An Adoimis. Who else is he Ma'anes? He's a what? Who's the other? There's only one other. A Kohen Gadol, the what? Anyone remember? Ba'ula, right? The Kohen Gadol is Ma'anes Ba'ula. Come on, right? Hi, how can he be? How can she be a Ba'ula? If Ma'anes, she's not a Basula. That's 60 answers in the Rishon. Come on, guys, bring back some memories. Okay. But yo, your part was before you came. All right? Credit my separations. Last semester, so we had all these cases. So the Rambam says, in all of the above, Knas is going to be. Even Ma'anes Achaisa, we pass in the Stam Mishnah is going to be Knas. But the Chiv Nisun is not going to be. So the Rambam so far is Gevald. Chaisa, Nusa, Zua, Surah, Lava, Filu, Chavi, Esei. Kum the Rambam. Filu, Shnia. Harezi, Lai, Yisayana. If she's a Shnia, guys, Ma'anes, somebody who's a Shnia, his great aunt, a Maisa, like a crazy, a Meshugana. Ma'anes, someone who's a Shnia to him. Harezi, Lai, Yisayana. He's not permitted to marry this woman. We're not going to enforce the Chi of Nisuin. The Knas here, but not the Chi of Nisuin. Then the Ram continues a little bit. Shenemar velo siya le'isha, isha ru'uya loy. So the Rambam invokes this drasha of ru'uya vis-a-vis the Chi of Nisuin. And all of a sudden the Rambam says that within the definition of ru'uya, not just deraisa, it's got to be ru'uya, even l'maisa, even midirabanan, it's got to be ru'uya. And if she's Einu Ru'uya Midirabanan, there's Nishkin Ru'uya, and the Chi of Nisuin doesn't kick in. So the Rambam just said, Shnios, basically, for all practical purposes, equals what? Equals Arayas. It doesn't make a difference. Shnios are the same as the Derayas, which is an absolute contradiction to what it says in Arsugya. Arsugya says that Shnios is not like Arayas. A true Agamar was talking about Knaf. It's the same Sugya, it's the same question. Agumar was saying vis-a-vis Knas that Shnius is not like Arayas, and the Rambam is saying Shnius is like Arayas. What's Pshat of the Shittasura? So comes the Kesef Mishnah and says, forget about the Gemara for a second. What should the din be? If you were not privy to the discussion in Ksubas Lamed Hem Beis, you weren't in Yeshiva that day, the discussion was taking place the first week in Nisan, you already went on vacation. So what's the din? What would you say me'atzmacha? Would you say that the Rabbonans are called Ru'uya? Or would you say the Rabbonans are not called Ru'uya? What would your vote be? What would you think about that? Me'atzmacha, what would you say? Says the Kesef Mishnah, I would say, if someone is Ein Ru'uya mid Rabbonan, that's called Ein Ru'uya mid Raisa. You know why, says the Kesef Mishnah? Because Tachles, once the Chamam is sakin, you're not allowed to marry woman X, so that even in a certain sense, mid Raisa, you're not allowed to marry her. You are not allowed to marry a Shnia. If you would ask Moshe Rabbeinu, can I marry a Shnia? That's a tricky question. What would he say? Well, if you would ask Moshe Rabbeinu before Shlomo HaMelech was misakin it, what would he say? He'd say yes. But if you come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, Shlomo HaMelech was misakin, 500 years later, I'm not allowed to marry a Shnia. So tell me, Moshe Rabbeinu, am I allowed to marry a Shnia? What would Moshe Rabbeinu say? You're not allowed to. Why? Because it says in Teres Moshe, what does it say? What else does it say in Taurus Moshe? There's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. So once the Chacham at a later date, from Shlomo HaMelech's Beis Din, sitting in Yerushalayim, the Lishkas Zagozis, is misakin that you can't marry your grandmother. So now that becomes part of Taurus Moshe. The Rabbanim become like their Raises. And therefore, who makes a lot of sense? Who makes sense? Says the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam makes a lot of sense. The Rambam's equation that Shnias are called Ein Ru'uya makes a lot of sense. So get rid of this question mark. You have to be non-committal. This makes a lot of sense. Now the question becomes, what do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, Befeirush, Heven de Medaraisa Chazila Mayenam Kenas. What's Pshat in the Gemara? So comes the Mishnah Melech and says, the answer is Poshut. The answer is obvious. You have to go back to the Gemara. Why is there no Kenas for Arayas? Tell me why. Tell me, I want a mocker. What's the mocker that there's no knas, going to those tanoim, that there's no knas verayas? Who remembers one of the early, early sugyas? We had Machlokes Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Shimon Menasseh. Who remembers exactly what they said? Within those shitas who say that ein knas verayas, there were two ways of saying it. No. One way of saying is you need an isha ha ruya, and what was the other one? You need kedushin taifsin. Remember that? That's with isha sheyesh boa. Remember what was the key way? It's velosia. What was the lashon sia? Was lashon avaya. Sheyesh b'avaya. It has to be someone who had the ability to be mekadesh. That was the key. Sheyesh b'avaya. According to Shimon HaTimni. Comes the Mishnah Melech and says, our Gemara, our Braisa, that talks about Arias. Which Tana is this Braisa following? Is this a Shimon HaTimni Braisa or is this a Shimon Menasseh Braisa? Which do you think? It could theoretically be either one, but which one do you think is more medrash with the text, or very machmir the text than our sugyas? Who is the author of this Braisa? If you were Rabbi Shimon Menasseh and you were trying to portray this halacha that there's no knas for any woman who you're not permitted to marry, would you have given an example of Arias? What would you have given? If you were Rabbi Shimon Menasseh, what would you have said? If you were Rabbi Shimon Menasseh writing a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, and the following women don't have knas, according to Rabbi Shimon Menasseh, who would you highlight? You would say Arias? What would you say? Chai v'lavin? V'lavin an essay? Essay, Jeshiv of maybe. Yeah. That means there are much more greater chidushim to highlight. If you chose to write Arias Elam Knas, that's putting you into Shimon HaTimni territory. This Braisa, if anyone, it's Shimon HaTimni. According to Shimon HaTimni, who's focusing on the Yesh Bavaya in Bavaya, Tachlis, if you're Mekadosh Shniyah, what's the din? The Kedushin Tafsin? If you're Mekadosh Shniyah, what's the din? Kedushin Tafsin? Absolutely. Even post Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech will create Yisurim from today till tomorrow, but he can't say there's no Tfisus Kedushin. I mean, in theory, Afghan, we could have, but he didn't. The din is if you're Mekadosh Grim and you're Mekadosh Shniyah, the Kedushin of Tafsin. So if you're going to tell me that the Drush is based on Yesh Bavaya versus Zayn Bavaya, so then Shniyas are going to fall short, which is exactly what our Gemara says. So our Gemara is not even talking about Ruya versus Zayn Ruya. Our Gemara, because the Lashon of Rice is definitely Shimon HaTimni speaking, it's not Shimon Menasseh. Therefore, the Gemara asked, hey, wait a second. If you tell me that it's a function of Kedushin, so then Shniyas Ataka not like Arias. But the Gemara never said that in the definition of Ru'uya or Ein Ru'uya, where the Shniyah says yes, like Arias and not Arias. The Gemara wasn't commenting on that. The Gemara was only talking in the worldview of Shimon HaTimni, that's a function of Kedushin Tovsin, so Taka, Shniyah, so Taka not like Arias. That's exactly what the Gemara says. But the Rambam is not talking about Shimon HaTimni. The Rambam is not even talking about the Knas anymore. The Rambam is talking about the new din called, you have to marry this woman. You're only allowed to marry her if she's muteris to you. There's no Tfizis Kedushin. You're only the chiyuv to marry. Once you're in the world of Ru'uya, so then the Kesef Mishnah is 100% right. The Rambam felt compelled to say that the Rabbanans are the same as Deraisas. Just as Mideraisa, you can't marry your sister. Just as Mideraisa, you can't marry Mamzeris. Just as Mideraisa, you can't marry Mitzvah Adonis. So too, Midrabbanan / Deraisa, you can't marry Shnei either. Because once the Chol Mamasachin, you're not allowed to marry a Shniya, it becomes Nefach Leo, like a quasi Yisra D'Araisa, and therefore Shniyos, we're getting mixed up already with this, but now Shniyos becomes like Arias again. So basically, says the Mishnah Melech, and the Kesef Mishnah, the question on the board over here, this what we thought was an unresolved question, are Shniyos like Arias? What's the answer? What's the answer? Are Shniyos like Arias or not? What's the answer? Our favorite answer is what? It depends. It depends what area of halacha you're focusing on. If you're focusing on the definition of kedushin tivsin, what's the answer? And shniyas are not like arayas, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. If you're talking about ruuya vis-a-vis should you be marrying this woman or not, so then the answer is they are the same, and that's exactly what the Rambam is talking about. So everything is shalom yisrael. There's no steer within the Rambam. Everything is gevaldik because there are two different issues going on here.
The reason why the Kesef Mishnah first says it's Mishmar Tzimtzumar, it's Mishmar Tzimtzumar, and then he switches to Omer Saser, or is that the same thing?
So they're not exactly the same thing. We're going to probably talk about that a little bit later on, so we get to the Rambam and the Ramban, about the Rabbanans in general. We may come back to the Kesef Mishnah.
Was the Mishnah about the
Kesef Mishnah,
and choosing a side?
Oh, you mean the Gemara is almost willing to say right? The Gemara, the Pashtus and the Brice is like Shimon HaTimni, right? The Gemara does have the possibility that maybe the Brice is Shimon HaNasi, right? The Gemara does play that. He's assuming that when the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara for sure thought that it was Shimon HaTimni. Maybe the Gemara had to redo the Brice a little bit, but the simple Pshat on the Brice, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, was assuming it was Shimon HaTimni. Right, I think so. Think of Aldi.
The Mishkan not talk about why the earlier Bryce of trying to figure out the differences between Shimon HaTimni and Shimon HaNasi doesn't bring up Shimon
HaTimni? No, I don't think so. In stark contrast to the case of Mishnah, the Mishnah Melech's Mahalach in the Rambam, the Mishnah Melech quotes from one of the Gedolei Acharonim from the Sfadish Acharonim. He quotes from who? Anyone saw it? The Maharahu is your big day, Sasson. The Maharah Sasson. Okay? I don't know who he was. You'll research for us and let us know tomorrow. The Maharah Sasson. I'm not even sure what the Aleph stands for. So the Maharah Sasson. Says the Mishnah Melech, quotes in the Maharah Sasson with the earlier Gedolim from the Sfardim, who says no, but that is not what the Rambam was driving at. Says the Maharah Sasson, the exact opposite of what we would have thought. I threw out a question to you. If you were sitting in Babel and trying to figure out, would you equate the Rabbanans and their Isas? What does the Maharas HaSon say? Bishum panim v'oifen, the Rabbanans are not their Isas. Don't hack me with Losasar, don't hack me with Shmartem. Everybody knows that their Rabbanans are not their Isas. To such an extent, what does the famous Ram Menuchas Mamram say? If a person dares and misrepresents a din der Rabbanan and calls it a der Isa, you're over Batoisif. So says the Maharas HaSon, we're all over Batoisif in the last 15 minutes. It can't be. The Rabbanans are not the Araisas, and that's exactly what the Gemara says here. Whenever you're being magbir, whether something is roi or not, roi is defined by the Torah, it is not defined by the Chachamim. We love the Chachamim, we believe in what the Chachamim say, but you have to know where to draw the line. And don't fudge the differences, don't mix up the differences. The Rabbanans, just because something is awesome in the Rabbanan, it's still called roi on the level of the Araisa. So if so, what's the Rambam talking about? When the Rambam says that we can't let you marry this woman, either Rambam said we're treating the Rabbanans like their Isis, says Maharas HaSon, not be dumb. Vusva treating the... He didn't say Vusva, that's for sure. I don't know what he said, but not that. Says the Maharas HaSon, the Rambam never meant to say we're equating the Rabbanans and their Isis. The Rambam is addressing a very real question, namely, are we going to be willing to lift the Nisa the Rabbanan to let you marry this woman? Tachas, the guy is Ma'anes Ashmiya. He comes to Beis Din now, and the Beis Din is trying to weigh in, should we let this marriage go through or not? So on the one hand, the Chumash is saying, marrying her, Los Yelisha, marry this woman. On the other hand, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, don't marry her. We have to decide now, should we lift this Issa D'Rabbanan to marry her or not? So comes the Ram and says, well, if he was Ma'anis and Mamzeres, we have to also weigh. On the one hand, the Torah says, marry her. On the other hand, the Torah says, you're not allowed to marry Mamzeres. So the Mishnah says later on that you don't marry her. That's the special thing. Why is that? What happened to Esei Dochalosa say? You got to come back in June for that one. Okay? You missed it last time around, right? Yevamos, you missed the circus. You got to come back this time. Okay? So comes the Maharas HaSon and says, the Rambam is addressing a totally different question. The Rambam says, there's not even a question that there are bonus and not there are ices. But at the end of the day, how did we let a marriage take place? That's also her. So the Rambam is saying, we're not going to sanction this marriage. We're not going to bless this marriage. We're not going to let you marry this woman. I'm a derice, you have to. So what? We're not going to let you marry this woman. That's the way it is. When we're learning sugars of knas, so we're discussing, is it roi? Is it not roi? It has nothing to do with Shimon ben Manasseh or Shimon HaTimni. In the definition of roi, the rabbanans are not like their isis. In all sugars, in kol shas, kol terakul, the rabbanans are not their isis. And whenever the halach is magda, something is an eino roi, only the Torah weighs in as to what's called eino roi. The Rambam's talking about a different topic. The Rambam's talking about, should we lift the Nisa Rabbanan and stomp to fill a bit of their eyes? The answer is no. The same way we don't let you blow shofar on Shabbos, because we don't want you to carry. So we're not going to let you marry a Shania. The Torah says to marry her. The Torah says to blow shofar on Shabbos also. We're not going to let you do it, because it's also with the Rabbanan. But in terms of a global picture, a global question, are the Rabbanans called their eyes? Of course the Rabbanans are not called their eyes. So we have a machloikis min hakotza lakotza between the Mishnah Melech and the Kesef Mishnah on the one hand, against the Maharas HaSon on the other hand. What is the ultimate answer between the contradiction between the Gemara and the Rambam? The Gemara seems to say the Rabbanans are not like their Isis in sugars of Eino Roi, and the Rambam says they are. So according to the Kesef Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech, the emissaries really what? Well, the emissaries really like the Rambam. That the Rabbanans all like their Isis and Kol Tera Kula and all definitions of Eina Ro'oi. And the Gemara is the quirk. The Gemara is the Yaitzim in a cloud. The Gemara is only Shimna Timni. The Gemara is not really talking about Roy. The Gemara is talking about Tfisis Kedushin. So according to the Kesef Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech, the emissaries, like the Rambam says, we'll do surgery in the Gemara. We revamped the Gemara. The Gemara was going according to a different understanding. The Gemara was going in the worlds of Kedushin, not in the worlds of Ro'oi. According to the Maharal Sason, it's the exact opposite. What's the Ikar according to the Maharal Sason? What's the real Makor on this Sugya? The Gemara is the Ikar. The Rambam was talking about something else. So somebody's talking about something else. You pick, you choose. Is the Gemara talking about something else? Or is the Rambam talking about something else? Come down. L'maisa, machoikis, the G'dayla Yailam. All three, the Kesef Mishnah, Mishnah Melech, Maharal Sason, they're all fighting. Everyone's trying to figure out, what did the Rambam say in this topic? Is the Rambam telling us, basically, the Rabbanans are like their Isis vis-a-vis in a Roy? Or not? Which Rambam? We don't even know where Mamram comes into this picture. There's nothing in this world that's clearly. We got work to do. We got work to do on this Rambam. Okay, we got a long way to go on this Rambam. These are the two official biurim in what the Shittas Rambam is. How does the Rambam read straight with the Gemara? So let's see. Yova Kasav Ashlishi. Let's see if we can be machri a little bit. Do we have anything intelligent to say about this topic? The Rambam is just quoting that just as there's a din deraisa that you're only allowed to marry someone who you're allowed to marry, so too with the Rabbanan, once the Chum say you're not allowed to marry her, we're not going to lift that issa. The Rambam didn't mean to say she is an Eino Roy. The Rambam meant to say there's a din of Eino Roy vis-a-vis Nisuin, and then with the Rabbanan, we're not going to lift that issa. So the Lashon of Rambam is a little bit doch, according to Marcel, you're right. The Lashon sounds a little bit smoother. On the other hand, the Lashon of Gemara reads a little bit better. You pick and choose who you want to change, the Gemara or the Rambam. It shows where your allegiance is. Your allegiance to the. It's just a fascinating, in the style of learning. You know, you have a steeper glute in the Gemara and the Rambam. Do you prefer to revamp the Gemara? You can revamp the Rambam. Someone's got to be revamped. So, let's see, can we bring Uriah? So, we've got to go back in time. Got to go all the way back to Daf Chav Tes, way, way back. Who remembers when we were first discussing Shimon ben Asya and Shimon HaTimni? Remember, the two Tanaim would disagree with the Mishnah. It was also like Yalocha. Some of you may even remember that I said many times in that discussion, the Gemara was, what was my terminology? The Amorim are what? I don't remember my term. Relentless. They're going to let us go. The first month, we spent all of Chedesh Elul learning a Sugya Shalike Yalocha, trying to figure out what would Shimon HaTimni say, what would Shimon ben Asya say, what would he say about this, what would he say about that. I mean, it was nice because we picked up a lot of stuff, Lamais, and a lot of Lomdus, and set the stage for a lot of things that we spoke about. But the basic Shat Batayin of the Gemara, Daf Chav Tes, was really all in a sheet that we don't pass in life. In the middle of that discussion, the Gemara was looking very, very hard for nafkaminas between Shimon HaTimni and Shimon ben Asya. We were looking to find a woman who is Tfisas Kedushin. Yes? But not Ru'uya. Remember the Gemara in Daf Chav Tes, Daf Lamed? So the Gemara, who remembers? What was the flaw of the Gemara? So first the Gemara identified Chayve Lavin. Because after all, everybody knows Chayve Lavin according to Eina Ru'uya, but there is Tfisas Kedushin. To which the Gemara got a little bit in a pickle. Why? Because the Gemara said, Ula who? Ula Rabbi Akiva, Ma'ikel Neymar. So then the Gemara dug up who? Rabbi Simoi. And then the Gemara dug up Rabbi Yeshivov. And then we weren't sure Rabbi Yeshivov meant. So we are back to the. I think it took us 6 or 7 sugyas just to work out the ABCs of what Rabbi Shimon asked of Shimon Timur we've been talking about. But at the early stage of the Gemara Daf Chav Tes, the original discovery of a woman who, yes, is Kedushin, but Eina Ra'uya, before Rabbi Kiva complicated things, who were the two women the Gemara highlighted? Who are they? Mamzeres, and what was the other one? Messina. That's a ring a bell. The Gemara had two women who qualified. Mamzeres, Unasina. Mamzeres is a cinch. There's not much to talk about. Mamzeres is also in the Torah, as it says in the Chumash, Leov Imam Zubakel Hashem. Nesina is a little bit trickier. Who remembers? We spent a lot of time talking about Nesina. You guys thought we'd never come back to Nesina. Guess what? We're back again, everybody said. Who remembers the three way machlekes of Rishonim? Let's go. Who wants some extra credit retroactively? No. Nesina. Three way machlekes of Rishonim about Nesina. is the Issa to marry, Rashi Tais Ramban, is there an Issa to Raisa to marry the Sina? We're not even sure. Rashi said it's only an Issa to Ramban, and Rabbi Natam said it's an Issa to Raisa, and Ramban said it depends, Dorisha and Dorsheni, complicated. Who remembers the Sheet to Saramam about the Sina? The Rambam says it's only the Rabbana. The Rambam holds like Rashi. And basically, remember, because the Rambam holds that Los Sischatin Bam is referring to when? But when? Begeyusa, not Begerusa. The Rambam holds, once they convert Minatari, you're allowed to marry them. You're allowed to marry Nesina Midiraisa. So the Rambam holds that the Issa of marrying Nesina is only a what? Is only an Issa Midirabbanan. Hey, wait a second. Hold the phone. The wheel should be turning. If the Rambam holds that the Issa Nesina is only a Dirabbanan, and that was one of the examples that the Gemara gave as the test case between the two Rabbi Shimons, between Shimon HaTibni and Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, the Gemara in effect called a Nesina a what? A what? A lack of what? There's a big X here by the word Ruya. The Gemara committed a Nesina into the category of being an Eina Ruya, notwithstanding the fact that it's only Midirabbanan. Zeman from the who's right? Which of the Gedaliah Sfaradim is right? Bidasa Rambam. No? Who's right? An Issa Dirabbanan is called a what? An Ein Ruya. Who's right? No? Which two Gedaliah are right? Because the Mishnah Melech right, the Maris Sasson is not right. The Choy is against the Beferish Rambam. The Rambam Shitosa and Huchas Yisrabi, who says the scene was on the Dirabbanan, put together with the Gemara Ksubastav Chavtas, is a Raya Brura Shenelet Shuva against them. Sorry to say Sasson, but against the Maris Sasson. This was a cash. I was expecting everybody to ask this cash. No. What? Oh. Comes the Shidduk Betzes and says, wait a second. Let's go back to the drawing board. Says the Shidduk Betzes, let's analyze. I mean, he predated. I don't know exactly when the Maris HaSohn was, but says the Shidduk Betzes, let's play devil's advocate for a minute. Let's assume that the Rambam really didn't mean what he said. Let's assume that the Gemara is Kipshuto. In effect, let's assume Maris HaSohn. Without quoting my name, let's assume the Maris HaSohn. Let's assume for a moment, says the Shimon Kubetzes, that the Gemara is really telling us that the Rabbonans are not really the Araises. Is that a true statement, says the Shimon Kubetzes, that the Rabbonans are not the Araises? All the Rabbanans are not the Araises. What are the we're talking about in that sugya? What kind of an Issa the Rabban? Which Issa the Rabban is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is talking about Shnius. Just because the Gemara is talking about Shnius, you extrapolate to all the Rabbanans. Everyone's equal. They're all the same boat. All the Rabbanans are not the Araises? Not necessarily. Maybe not all the Rabbanans are created equal. Maybe some Rabbanans are not the Araises. Maybe other Rabbanans are the Araises. Maybe we can draw a distinction between the Rabbanans of Nesina in contrast to the Rabbanans of Shnius. You know, when we presented the Maris HaSohn, we said, of course the Rabbanans are not the Araises. Everybody knows that. The Rambam and the Baal Tos, we over-dramatized the Maris HaSohn. We said, no, the Rabbanans are like the Araises. We have to backpedal of the Shita. Could be the Rabbanans are like the Araises. Some yeah, and some no. Shnius no, but Nesina yes. It's very easy to say that, but what do you have to explain? You have to explain why. What's the nature of the fact? Why is it some Dirabbanans are yes treated like their Isis and others are not? Basically, the Shita says you have to explain the Gemara. Forget the Rambam. You have to explain where the Gemara is. The Gemara is on Daf Chav Tes equated the Sinim with their Isis. Whereas on Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara is drawing a distinction between Shnius and Arias. What is the difference? Now we have a new kash on the board. Not the Rabbanans, the Araises. We want to know what is the difference between the Yisr of Nesina and the Yisr of Shnius. Is there really a difference that results in the fact one is called like a quasi Araises and one is not? So says the Shem Kubetz, the answer is Poshut. There's a very real difference in the very essence, the very nature of the Yisr. Is there anything wrong with Manga Shnius? Answer that question. Is there anything intrinsically wrong with Manga Shnius? Is there any reason why you can't marry your great aunt? There's nothing wrong. It's a beautiful shidduch, wonderful shidduch. What's the problem? The problem is, if you marry a great aunt, next time, someone's going to marry their what? The regular aunt. Someone's going to marry someone who they're not allowed to marry. So therefore, Chazal Aser, X, as a gezeira at Y, but there's nothing intrinsically wrong with X. That's one type of innocent derabbanim. Don't do this, a gezeira may come to do something else. The nature of the issue of Nesina, don't marry Nesina, because the terrible thing's going to happen if you marry Nesina. What's going to happen, Kefelech? If you marry Nesina, what's going to happen? You're going to end up cooking on Shabbos. What's going to happen if you end up eating Chometz and Pesach? What's going to happen if you marry Nesina? Absolutely nothing. So why did Chazal ask the Nesinas? Because they thought Nesina is just a bad person to marry. Why is it bad? What's so Gefelech? So we know the historical background, the Gemara in Yevamos, they're not Rachmanim, not Pashanim, not Chasadim. Just, it's a bad shidduch. Chazal felt they're bad midas. It's just a horrible thing. Chazal didn't want you to marry Nesina. But in terms of, is it gonna lead to something? It's not gonna lead to anything. It's just a bad, intrinsically bad. What prompted the Issur Derabbanan of Shnius, and what prompted the Issur Derabbanan of Nesina was so radically different that it creates a different type of Chalashim. When you're dealing with a Shnia, we cannot say with a straight face, you shnia, you're an Einar Ru'uya. Marriage shouldn't be taking place between you and this shnia. It's not really true. There's really no reason why. There's nothing intrinsically bad with the shnia. That's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says, Kevin deraisa chazila, amayim and knas, the Gemara didn't mean to say it's deraisa versus derabanan. What the Gemara meant to say is, there's no issa deraisa, and there's no really issa biatzmu, some of derabanan either, zok the shita, and therefore, takamayim and knas. Unlike in the Sina, where there is something intrinsically wrong with their bond, the Chum didn't want to marry this woman. This woman, the Chum had their eyes on. Don't marry this woman. That type of derabbanan is called a quasi deraisa in a ruya. So this is a toning down of the Maharal Sason. The only way to protect the Maharal Sason is to tone down what he said. So I would have said, I liked the Maharal Sason's first pshat. I thought he was right, that derabbanans are not deraisas. Don't fudge the line and don't mix up between the two. Took the sheet, it's impossible. You can't say the Maharal Sason's pshat, kipshut, though, because otherwise you're going to be stuck, you're going to be in a pickle. What do you do with that Gemara back on Daf Chof Tehas? So at the end of the day, we still have two biurim in the Rambam, but just we had to tone down the biur a little bit.
But the Maharal Sason doesn't make that biur.
He himself doesn't say it.
Right.
So we are defending the Maharal Sason. We're helping him out, because otherwise this pshat is going to fall short. Okay? I know this is very close to your heart, but we're going to have to say this.
This answer is not against
the Ketzav Mishnah. According to the Ketzav Mishnah, all the Rabbanim are derisas, and that's because the Ketzav Mishnah uses it to answer the Ketzav Mishnah, is assuming even Shnius is like is an Einar Ruya.
But then, so if that's true, then Ashi's question from the course, so why aren't Shnius mentioned in the Gemara?
Why doesn't the Gemara bother talking about?
We, as Rabbi said, we've gone through everything else.
Everything, not everything. We went through most everything. Even Chazal give up sometimes. They got to move on to the next sigya. So they're relentless, but they're not. Eventually, you got to stop.
He's still going to say his chat within the Shneos Rambam. It's just telling what he means by the Nesina
Rambam. Yeah, you have to revamp a little bit, right? So Rabbi said, we still have a big machlokes, like you said. We still have two very, very different biurim as to a general question. What would the din be in other areas of halacha where this halacha of ru'uya plays out? Where would we put the rabbanans, or at least some the rabbanans? Where would we place the rabbanans in the general picture of ein ru'uya? The Rambam says it. But the Rambam says it. No, but that you can say maybe here. It's hard to say all the way back there. But the Rambam, I think, quotes it, didn't he? Or the Rambam doesn't quote it because it's not relevant. So the Chora, we have to stop learning Subas for a minute and go to other places in Shas, other places in Rambam, where the Hagdara of Roy and Ena Roy is not just Eil Nairis. It shows up in other places in Shas. And maybe we'll get some sheds of light on what the Rambam, Shidas Rambam, really is all about. So the next sugya we have to begin to look at is a sugya in Maseches Soita. And we need a little bit of a background to appreciate where the Rambam's coming from. There's a pasuk in Parshas Naso that says, V'nikah ha'ish me'avon v'aisha hitisas avino. The very end of Parshas Soita. So the Torah says that v'nikah ha'ish me'avon, the man who gave his wife to drink the Maseita will be clean of chait, Ve'isha yitisa avoinah. So the pasuk shot, of course, is referring to if the woman drinks from a seot and she dies, so the man shouldn't feel guilty. He didn't do anything. But he gets right. He did what the Torah said. If she was taka mezana, taka's bail, taka deserved to die. Ve'isha yitisa avoinah. So comes the Teshuvah B'Peh and says there's an added dimension to this pasuk, an added interpretation. V'nika ish me'ava, that the whole parashas me'seot only works is man she'ish menuka me'ava. If the man is clean of chay, the man's a tzaddik, then this parasha works. And if he's not such a big tzaddik, then the whole thing doesn't work. This whole miraculous, it's the only din in the Torah that in a certain sense depends on a miracle. It's everything else to feed a Torah, everything is to feed derech ha-teva. You bake matzahs to feed derech ha-teva, you keep shavs derech. It's an unbelievable thing. We're going to put the water and the dirt, and all of a sudden hocus pocus is going to blow up. It's mamash shaloka derech ha-teva. So the Torah gives us this mitzvah that works, shaloka derech ha-teva. The Torah puts the brakes on. The Torah says, "V'nika ish mi'oven." It's not always going to work. It's only going to work when the ish is menuka mi'oven. What in the world does that phrase mean? Ish menuka mi'oven. So Rashi says the context of that pasuk is referring to the following. There is a din that once a woman becomes a soita, we don't know whether she's mezana or not. So the Torah says, when you have a suffix, whether she's a soita, so the Torah says what? V'nitma'a. Or maybe, v'lo nitma'a. We're not sure. What does the word v'nitma'a mean? Who is with us? With Yevamos, no? First breath of Yevamos, before your time. What does v'nitma'a mean? That's the marker for the isa what? The isa labal. It means the woman, when she's a soita, is not permitted to be with her husband. If we know for a fact she's what we call a seita vadai, we have Eidim who say she was mezana, then it's an issa derai. For sure she's not allowed to be with her husband. But even if we're not 100% sure, we're 50-50, there was what we call kina, there was stira, he told her not to go into a room with somebody else, and she went ahead in the presence of Eidim, of the jichon, it's the whole story. She becomes, it's called the sota suffix, pending the termination of the mayim. So he's on the way, bring her up to Yerushalayim, and they go ahead and have beer together. So he violated an issa deraisa. It's an issa called v'nitma'a. She's a su'a labayla pending clarification of the meisaita. So comes Rashi and says, if this guy whose wife became a saita, and he goes ahead and I can't use the word literally mezana, but that's what it is. He didn't have aver. He was bal lebi issa against the pasuk chumash v'nitma'a. On the way to Yerushalayim, he had beer with her, and now she comes and drinks. So the Torah says, don't expect the water to work. Since the man is ain't a menuka, I'm sorry, the man is menuka me'oven, is ain't a menuka me'oven. Since the man violated this isra balsal tafsay, kadosh yisavayim, that's going to invalidate the entire test. So the whole test is bottle, the lab is going to send back the results. When they send back lab results, they're not good. What I'm saying, the test was, sometimes the test results wasn't done properly. What does it say? It says, Inconclusive results. Why? Because this guy was a manuvel. He was baldish to be a sir. That's the Rashi's understanding of this Gemara. So comes the Rambam and says, no, that's not what the Gemara means. You know what v'nika ish mi'oven means? That means this guy, not just he was menuka mi'oven the last week. He was menuka mi'oven legamre. The guy's a tzaddik. He never did an aveir in his whole life. Never did an aveir. Tzaddik words. He never spoke with Shinar. He was never about the Torah. It means he never violated Yisurim in the realm of what? Of Abiyas Asuros. He was never Mizana. He was never boiled a woman who wasn't allowed to be boiled. He's clean in the realm of Arias. That's the criteria for the test to work. If he was boiled Isha Asura 20 years ago, the guy's now he's about Shuva. 20 years ago he wasn't so frum, he was boiled Isha Abiyasur, and now he's been Gevaldik Tzadik, he's been Chayzib Shuva, he's a Tzadik Yisraelam. Sorry, that's one of the criteria for the Nikesh mi'oven, he has to be menuka mi'oven, kol yimechayev, he can never violate an isra of bias asuris. That's the Rambam Shita. Then the Rambam goes one step further. The Rambam says, and by the way, what's the din if he went ahead and did what? This guy, he has a clean record mid-deraisa, but in the last 20 years, who was he mezana with? Go figure. With a shneil arayas, of all people. With a shneil arayas, he violated a terrible isser with the Rabbanan. So the Rambam, the water ain't gonna work. You know why? V'niko ha'ish be oven ksiv, he has to be menuka mi oven, and thus is nishke menuka mi oven, says the Rambam. That is not called menuka mi oven because he violated an isser. He only violated an isser with the Rabbanan. Zetman fadah, what does the Rambam say? You see from here that in the definition of what's called menuka mi oven, you have to be menuka mi oven, derayas and derabbanans, and even if the Rabbanan is called an ain't a menuka mi oven. This Rambam is now going to shed some light on our discussion. Here we ran from Maseches Ksubas, ran to the Sugis of Maseches Soita, and now we have to come back again and say, hey, Who's right? From the simple reading of this Rambam, who's right? Because the Mishnah Mishnah Malach group and Maris Hasson's group, who's right? The Mishnah Mishnah Malach sound like they're right. The evidence is compelling in their favor. Right? What can you do? It sounds like even Shnius, even the low-level Shnius, even when the Sheep Gubetz is surgery on the Rambam, the low-level did nothing, it's a garnished. There's nothing wrong with the Shnia. And she still called it a Menuchum Yavim. So the simple Pshat in this Rambam is not going to bode well for Maris Hasson. Before we can really understand this Rambam problem, before we can appreciate this Rambam, we have to take 10 steps back and understand this whole din of Ein Menuchum Yavim in the first place, a major Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. We present it in about 10 seconds. We have a lot more work to do. So for Mitzvah tomorrow, we have to analyze this Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam Masechet Saita and really begin to appreciate the significance of this Rambam as it relates to Masechet Saita. So for Mitzvah tomorrow. So tomorrow we have a little bit of a different schedule. Three is going to be there from 1 to 1:30, and then open this year with about 3 at 1:30. And then, I don't know whether we'll finish the Sugya tomorrow, may go a little bit into Tuesday. If and when we finish the Sugya, then from that point on, we're going to go on to some of the Yanamu Pesach. Okay, so keep you posted. Tuesday is